We get to say good morning now to Dr. Nancy Nielsen. Good morning to you, Doctor.
Good morning, Jay.
Doctor, great to speak with you as always. Interesting developments here when we talk about the COVID-19 vaccine. Of course, this is something that we anticipated for a good portion of, 2020. And then it became available here in 2021, and people were scrambling for weeks trying to get appointments. Now it seems the demand is fading to a certain extent. Let's just put this all in perspective right now as you see it from your position as somebody who watches public health.
Well, I think you've identified the issue, and we see it all over the country, but we certainly see it locally. Within the last 10 days, we went from high demand and not able to get vaccine appointments to, okay, now we've got all these appointments unfilled and vaccine unused. So we hit a wall, and it's true all over the country. So now we're talking about people who either are hesitant or reluctant about the vaccine. But I think there's another interesting issue. Some people have legitimate concerns. They've heard things. They're believing them. I mean, for example, there was this story out of Florida this week. At a private school in Florida, the principal wouldn't let any teachers who got vaccinated come to school because she had heard that somehow they would somehow contaminate or cause infertility problems in people crazy stuff. But you don't tell people it's crazy. You say, tell me what you're worried about, and here's what we know about this. And then the other thing, I think, and around here, we haven't heard that, but I think what we need to hear is the benefit. That this is how we get back to schools opening fully in person, back to having football seasons and wrestling competitions and going out to eat and going to concerts. Get vaccine because it's what we do for ourselves, for our families, and for our community.
Well, then let me ask you about this then. The county executive yesterday announcing, talking about benefits, that in certain locations, people who get vaccinated could get a free beer. That's, I guess, a light approach to this issue. But what about that type of incentive? What about that type of using something to attract people to get in line for the vaccine?
Well, I got to tell you, anything that works to get people vaccinated is great as far as I'm concerned. And I think we ought to have a lighthearted approach. I mean, I think we shouldn't be school marmy about, really, are you giving alcohol for getting a shot? Let's laugh. We know that people in the age range they're targeting, the 20s, are the ones that are going to go out for a beer. Israel did this. They got to 90% vaccination. They're not wearing masks anymore. Anything that works is better. And giveaways are always nicer than mandates that you have to be vaccinated in order to do, to go to work or go to a Bills game or whatever. People respond better to carrots than to sticks. It was a really great press conference that focused on hope and making it fun. The county is doing teen clinics this Saturday at three different places where 16 and 17-year-olds get the Pfizer vaccine, and anybody older that's with them gets Moderna. I mean, it's great. It's this, from my standpoint, it was a lot of fun to hear him talk about a beer and a voucher for a chaser.
Yes, absolutely. It makes me almost wish I had held off on getting my vaccine.
You and me both, Jay.
Okay, so but now let's talk about where things are a little more serious, and we'll focus on India. And obviously, it's halfway around the world, but this is the world's largest democracy, a modern economy, one that appeared to have the vaccine or the virus under control initially, and now it's a wildfire in India. From your perspective, what do you understand about what's happening in India and some of the other places, some of the other hot spots around the
world? India, I mean, this is a tragedy. Anybody who's watched this and read, I mean, there was one hospital, actually I visited that hospital, where 70 people died because of a five-hour delay in getting oxygen delivered. I mean, you see the mass crematoria, you see people being two in a bed. This is an absolute tragedy. So when you look at it, you know, it's hard. Any of your listeners who are from India, who've been in India, know more about this than I do. I've been there and visited, but it's a fragmented system. But let's talk about what they did. They were very aggressive in producing their own vaccine. And then what happened, there were production problems. And I don't know the details of that, but suddenly they couldn't get the vaccine produced at the same level. And then the other thing, and this happened here, it's happened in Canada, and it certainly happened in India, they weren't looking for variants. And so there is some evidence, and you're seeing in the public and the media, that there's a variant called B1617 that's driving that surge. But other researchers outside of India say the limited data suggests it's the British variant, the one we all have, the B117. So here's the tragedy. Indian authorities this week, Wednesday of this week, reported 3,000 deaths in a day. And they've lost at least 200,000 people. So the World Health Organization has called on all the developed countries to help. The U.S. is sending supplies. I'm not sure of the details of that, but all of us who are in a more privileged area have to respond to this global crisis.
And just across the border, of course, just a few miles away, less than probably a mile away from where I'm sitting right now, it's Canada, Ontario, which continues to deal with its own issues. Also, speaking of Canada, saw Nova Scotia Wednesday morning, also went into a two-week lockdown as well. Again, from your perspective, what are you seeing of the situation across the border?
Well, these are our neighbors just across the Peace Bridge, so we are terribly concerned about them, just as we are people around the globe. But these really are our nearby neighbors. If you go to the NewYorkTimes.com, you can follow the cases in Canada and province by province. So Canada has had 1.2 million cases and about a little less than, well, let's see, 460,000 are in Ontario. But if you look at the cases per thousand, it's even worse in Alberta, over on the other edge of Canada. So here's the deal. Canada has approved three vaccines. The two that we have, Pfizer and Moderna, but they also have AstraZeneca. And they have vaccinated, according to what they put out on the internet, about 30% of their population with one dose. That's 4 million people. But only 364,000 of them are fully vaccinated. And until you're fully vaccinated, you can still get this disease. So they're trying to get more vaccine from other countries, including us. And we, of course, have plenty of AstraZeneca because it's not approved here. So I'm hoping that that they can get more vaccine. They also haven't followed the variants in the same way. Same mistake we made, same mistake that that India made. I want to go back to India for just a second because I looked up how many people were fully vaccinated in India. It's stunning. It's less than 2%. So the key to all of us around the globe is getting everybody vaccinated.
Dr. Nancy Nielsen, as always, thank you very much for your time.
You bet. Thank you.